Senator Durbin urges China to free political prisoners before Xi's U.S. visit. Senator Dick Durbin is urging Beijing to release 8 members of one of China's most prominent underground churches, along with several other high-profile political prisoners ahead of Chinese leader Xi Jinping's scheduled U.S. visit in September. The leader of Zion Church, Ezra Jean Mingrey, was released earlier this month after U.S. President Donald Trump advocated for the pastor's release during his trip to China in May, when he met with Xi. Durbin, ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, made the plea on the Senate floor on July 27, following a meeting with Jean, his daughter, and his grandson at his office on July 23. Jean spent 266 days in a Chinese prison, Durbin said. His crime? He was operating a church, a Christian church, he added. And at least 8 of his congregants remain imprisoned, he said. Jean, 57, was detained at his home in October 2025 as part of a broader operation by Chinese authorities targeting the church. Several other pastors and congregants were also detained. On July 4, Drexel confirmed that her father had been released. In a recent interview with the Associated Press, Jean said he had resigned himself to spending at least 15 years in prison before his unexpected release. He called his release a miracle and credited Trump's unique diplomacy for helping secure his freedom. Durbin also urged China to release the remaining 8 members of Jin's church, as well as Pastor Gao Chuanfu and his wife, Peng Yu. Hong Kong pro-democracy activist and ex-publisher Jimmy Lai. And 2 Uyghurs, Dr. Gulshan Abbas and Ekber Asat. The 5 were named in a Senate resolution introduced by Durbin and Senator Ted Cruz that passed in May, urging Trump to press Xi for their release ahead of the 2 leaders' meeting. This would be a welcome move before President Xi's visit in September, as there is simply no reason to fear these people who have done nothing but otherwise exercise peaceful freedom of religion and expression, Durbin said. Trump said on July 23 that Xi will visit the United States on September 24. As of July 6, the 8 members of Jin's church who remain detained are pastors Yin Huibin, Gao Yingjia, Wong Lin, Liu Xianbin, Lin Xucheng and Wong Tsong, along with preacher Wu Qiuyu and elder Wong Zhong, according to an announcement by Texas-based religious freedom nonprofit China Aid. In an X post on July 8, the Congressional Executive Commission on China has also called for the unconditional release of the 8 remaining leaders. Lai, 78, an outspoken critic of China's communist regime who founded the now-defunct newspaper Apple Daily, has now spent more than 2,000 days in prison since his arrest in 2020. He was sentenced to 20 years in prison in February. Jean has met with at least a dozen lawmakers, from both sides of the aisle, since his release, including House Speaker Mike Johnson, Senators Jim Risch and Jeff Merkley, and Representatives John Molinar and Chris Smith. The same day the Senate passed the Durbin-Cruz resolution, the House approved a similar measure introduced by Smith, co-chair of the CCC. Smith said in a July 5 statement that Jin's release was an example of how engagement can make a difference, not only for those 8 church leaders and Christians, but also for religious groups such as Buddhists, Muslims, and Falun Gong practitioners.